2020 just a little bit exhausting. We're all pushing towards the end of the year and we're getting hit with more COVID news and the closing of borders. It can be a really hard time to stay resilient and a really hard time to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves and resting when we need to. Heidi Denning joins us now, resilience and self-leadership expert. Are you tired, Heidi?
Oh, Mel, I'm so tired. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm hanging on with my fingernails, in fact.
Yeah, I think, look, you're not alone there, babe. I think all of us are just, like, we're saying things to ourselves, okay, we're just going to push to Christmas. I just need to get to next month. All right, if I can just get the kids back to school. And we're all pushing and pushing and pushing and just buggered.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what are we...
Look, it's in our sights, isn't it? Like, it is next month, but it's still... so far away when we've had the kind of year that everybody has had.
What are some just practical ways, Heidi, what can we do to make sure that we're getting the rest that we need? Because you know and I know when we don't rest, our body goes, ha-ha, I'll make ya.
It sure will. And it'll be very subtle at first or it will just hit like a great big brick wall, and that's what we definitely want to avoid. And I think, you know, everybody is trying to hang on thinking that if I can just hang on to that Christmas New Year break, I'll be fine. But in fact, there are things that we can be doing right now to ensure if we do hit that 2020 wall, we do have the strength and the ability to get back up again and get to Christmas. One of the things I talk about a lot is just having little micro breaks in your day. And they are just, you know, from 30 seconds to 3 minutes, maybe two or three times a day, where you just walk away very quickly from your device, from your computer, from your desk, and just take a few deep breaths or make a cup of tea or look outside at the trees if you can. But just have those little micro breaks because they can just give you that little boost that you need.
Yeah, and I think sometimes we forget the importance of stepping away, especially at work, you know. I often will eat my lunch at my desk or I'll look up and go, wow, how is it home time already?
Yeah, that's my next one really, that lunch break, Mel, that people are working through lunch more than they ever have before because there's so many uncertainties and stressful things. We feel like we just got to keep on keeping on, but in fact, if you can just walk away from whatever you're doing and have a break, you know, best case scenario would be to go outside and get some fresh air, of course. But if it just means that you have to walk away and eat something and nourish your body and brain in a place that's not your workspace, that can make such a difference. Because, you know, when we gift ourselves that, when we come back for the afternoon, it's like we can actually get more done with less time and fewer mistakes, which is what we want, of course.
I really like the way you just worded that when you said when we gift ourselves that. It does feel like a little bit of a present.
It really does. You know, and it's ridiculous that we have to feel like it's such a gift to be able to have time, but it is a gift to give that to ourselves, definitely.
And then on the weekends and stuff, I think a lot of us feel like if we're not productive and if we're not on the hustle, then we're not achieving. But, you know, sometimes doing nothing's the right way forward.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, if you can schedule in like even one weekend a month, on one of those mornings where, you know, you can sleep in, you can stay in your gym jams, you can put your feet up, slouch on the couch, have a nanny nap, far out. I mean, that just makes such a difference to the way you start the next week. But, if there's sport responsibilities with children or we have other commitments with either socially or with families over the weekend, we can make that calendar just as full-on as our work calendars. And that's no good for us, not at all.
No, and I tell you what, it is comforting when you're laying down and you're watching one of your binging stations and they check to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, you know,
a little message comes up. Are you still there?
Are you watching me?
It's like, yes, I am. I'm still here with you. And I'm a big fan of the Nana nap, let me tell you. Oh. A nap in the afternoon. Oh, so good.
I'm with you there. I reckon I smile all the way through them just because it's just such a luxurious thing to be able to do.
So maybe we all should just take a little look at our calendars and actually write in there downtime and prioritise it.
Yeah. Well, look, I think, you know, none of us cope without a calendar. That's where we put all our important things, our meetings and what we have to do. Well, investing in rest is absolutely important. And, you know, it actually takes, it takes courage to prioritize this. And, but when we do, wow, the benefits, they just ripple across our whole life.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. It's been very relaxing and rewarding talking with you this morning. I think I'm going to do a couple of those things today. Heidi, thanks so much, mate.
My pleasure, Mel, and I definitely hope you do.
Good on you. Have a great day.
You too, Mel.